Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another great edition of Gwinnett Business Radio. I am merely Mike Salmon, and I am joined by the great Stephen Julian. Hello, Stephen.
Morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. Can't you tell?
I can, and I think I know why. Would you like to know why? Well, you do know why.
No, I'll talk to you later about that. Go ahead. Tell me why.
Well, I think we try to do this shows as timeless, but it's very special when the Sox come to town, and you're going to get to go see them as a fan. So I know you're excited about that.
Absolutely.
There you go.
And next Thursday, hopefully I can talk about, well, I don't want to say a Red Sox, but I'm also a Braves fan.
Well,
so I'm torn.
A 17-inning tie that is broken by some dramatic play.
That would work fine. Yes. So thanks for keeping the show timeless once again, Stephen. We appreciate that. But we do have two wonderful guests in the studio joining us from Farmers Insurance, the Young Agency. It is Richard Young. And joining us from Novatime Technology, it is Kyle Glave. And we're going to start with Richard, and then we'll talk to Kyle and find out about their businesses. But Richard Young, the Young Agency, Farmers Insurance. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
Tell us all about Farmers Insurance. I think we all kind of are familiar with it. We've seen the commercials. But give us a little bit more information about Farmers Insurance and specifically the products and the services and what you do on a day-to-day basis.
Well, thanks for asking. Farmers Insurance has been around since 1928. Started out in California. They're not across the United States, but they are expanding. They've been in Georgia for about 2 years. We're really glad to be here and offer all of our products from commercial to personal lines, from life insurance and financial services to all of our clients in Georgia.
What got you into the insurance business?
Well, from a long standpoint, I had been looking for a way to help clients of mine. So I started working with life insurance only, and then I decided to go into the property and casualty side because I saw a great need there for helping the clients that I was helping with life insurance also get better protection for what they had. So when I was out there looking at all the different companies, you had your Allstate, your State Farms, your American Family, they all seem to have saturated the market. And Farmers was coming into Georgia. They've got a great reputation for training their agents with Farmers University. You see all their commercials on TV. It's all about educating our clients. And that's how we take our aspect is to train all of our clients on what they need to look at when they're looking for insurance.
And I was just going to ask you why you selected Farmers, because you could have gone in a lot of different directions. So you gave me the reason there about why Farmers. How long have you been doing it with Farmers?
Well, as I said, Farmers has been in the state of Georgia for about 2 years. So I started with Farmers last July, and I'm coming up on my 1 year anniversary in July.
Happy anniversary, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Richard, I think when some people think about insurance, their eyes glaze over very quickly. What if you, as you imagine a room full of people who have insurance, what do you want them to know about what differentiates Farmers? But also, I think their eyes glaze over, but they don't realize how much they're missing, where they can save money, where they might not realize they need more coverage. What are some of the biggest areas of concern that you want people to recognize? Hey, you really need to sit down and talk to somebody, even if it's not me.
Well, at Farmers, we do what's called a farmers-friendly review. We actually sit down with our clients and take a look at everything they have going on from a standpoint of what their current coverages are so that we can put an insurance program in place. We find that a lot of people, like you said, when they're shopping, they do get glazed over because they don't understand, and that's our job as their agent, is to help them understand what's at risk, what gaps do they have in their insurance program, and try to address those. So we'll kind of educate them on what they have, their liability limits, where they may have some exposure that they may not have thought about. Do they have the proper protection in place? And just give them scenarios so that they can make a more informed buying decision.
How often should the average homeowner, the average person, look at all their coverages, home, auto, life? I mean, what's a good rule of thumb that somebody should follow?
We like to meet with our clients at least once a year, but prefer twice a year because during the year, things can change. They can have new babies. They can have job change. They can have divorce. They could be buying a new vehicle. They could be upsizing their home. And if your insurance agent does not understand what's going on in your life, how can they keep up with their insurance program?
We're talking with Richard Young. He's the agency owner for the Young Agency, Farmers Insurance. And as people are out there shopping insurance, you have several different companies, which we've talked about, and now we understand why. You know, why should we select Farmers? When it comes to just Farmers, there's different agents out there. So when we're dealing with Farmers in your agency, we're dealing with Richard Young. Talk about why we should select not just Farmers, which you already have, but Richard Young. What does Richard Young bring to the table?
Well, thanks for asking that. I'm actually working with my clients in my general area. I'm trying to focus on all my business up around the Decatur, Buford, Suwanee area. Even though we're licensed for the state of Georgia, I want to be the local guy in the community through support of community efforts like the local high schools and middle schools, to the education programs that we have going on, to working with other business owners in the area, so that I am the guy. When you think insurance and you think Farmers, you're thinking me.
Let's wrap our arms a little bit more around the insurance. So talk specifically more about the products that you do have and the types of insurance, because there's so much out there.
There is. You've got, from the personal lines, we cover both homes as well as rental insurance. A lot of people, they don't think about renter's insurance, that they need to protect their own personal property, even though they're renting an apartment or a house. Then you've got your cars. Then you have what we call the toys. Those are the fun things, like the boats, the jet skis, the motorcycles, the travel trailers, your mobile homes, those things. Then we also have life insurance from protecting both on a short-term and a long-term basis. Then we go into our commercial lines, where we talk about specific businesses. We don't accept all business, because not all business is an appropriate risk. We like to work with the small business owners, not necessarily those that own their own business property or business building. So we've got great rates for restaurants, for nail salons, for dry cleaners, and a lot of other types of businesses. But then we've also got umbrella policies. And umbrella policies is one thing that a lot of people don't think about. That's an extra liability policy. So if they were to get sued, that it wouldn't have to necessarily come out of their pocket. It would come out of the insurance's pocket.
Richard, you know, Mike asked you about the different types of insurance, and you kind of went down the road of businesses. This is Gwinnett Business Radio. We have a lot of business owners that listen. I think you might agree that that's kind of one of the areas that you want to talk about, underinsured. I think a lot of business owners don't realize all the different liabilities. Can you just go a little bit deeper into what business owners, you said restaurants, nail salons, what are some of the basic insurance coverages that business owners need to make sure they're getting reviewed or make sure they have?
Yes, a lot of the insurance, the business owners out there that have insurance, they're not necessarily addressing all their exposure. For example, employment practices, liability. They may not have that as a component of their business owner package, so they need to take a look at that. And everybody's heard about with Target and all the cyber thefts of identity thefts. That's another thing that they need to be looking at, is your cyber liability policies. That's not something that's standard in most business owners' policies.
I know it's going to be a challenge for you when you're talking to individuals or businesses about insurance, because a lot of people think, I don't need it, and they don't realize they need it until they actually need it. What do you say to that individual who says, I'm okay, I don't need the insurance? I mean, how do you get over that hurdle?
Well, one of the things that we do that I mentioned earlier is that we do a farmers-friendly review. It's a no-cost thing that we do, and we take a look at their policies, and we get to know what kind of concerns the business owner has. He may not know exactly what it is that's at stake, but he may say, a friend of mine who owns this restaurant had an employee theft. I'm not sure I've got enough coverage for that. Or what about if they were to lose all their products from a power outage? Do I have enough coverage for that? Or what if my terminal was stolen and somebody stole all the identities on all the credit card numbers?
All these things that they probably never thought of.
That's right.
It's funny. Your job is to kind of think of the worst case scenarios, isn't it?
That's exactly right.
So then how do you stay upbeat doing that? I mean, because Richard, I've known you, we've networked for a little while. You're a very upbeat person. You have a positive attitude. How do you keep that with all the, hey, let's talk about all the things that could go wrong in your life?
Well, I have friends like you, Stephen.
Well, and I think it's also, you kind of said the main reason you got into this was to help people and to help your clients that you already had through other business ventures. So there's an ability, and if you guys are focusing on education, that's got to be a great feeling when you see somebody's, the light go off and, oh, now I see. And then also when they actually are protected, I would imagine is a great event, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Do you have any stories that you could share? Because obviously you want to help people. And any stories in your career of doing this where you could say, you know, somebody, they were maybe underinsured. We had a conversation. They upped their coverage amount or whatever the case may be. And then something happened and you were the hero.
Well, fortunately, at this point in my career, I haven't had too many bad claims to have to worry about, but I have been able to save people some substantial money. I've got one client who is a business owner. They actually own three businesses, but on their personal side, they were paying almost $16,000 a year on their home, and we got them down to about $6,000. So we were able to save them $10,000 for the year. So imagine the kind of impact that would have on his cash flow to help potentially bring on additional clients or do additional marketing, and he didn't have to spend that money on the insurance.
I don't think there's ever a business owner that is complaining about extra cash flow. That's a good thing.
You're in a very competitive business, though. Again, we're talking with Richard Young with Farmers Insurance, the Young Agency. It's a very competitive business. It almost seems like on every corner there's an insurance agent. How do you go out and get new business? I don't want to say stave off the competition, but how do you separate yourself from your competitors?
Well, we try to work through networking and referrals as our main part of our business. I don't like to do a lot of mailers. Well, every business owner knows what sort of return you get on the mailers. So I work primarily with referrals for bringing on new business, but we also do community events. Some of the events that we do, Farmers Nationwide has got Thank a Million Teachers option going on right now where somebody can thank a teacher that they know, and then that teacher can then apply for an educational grant to bring things to the classroom, get additional computers, whatever they particularly need. Now, in Georgia, we haven't had any winners yet, but we have had winners across the United States of $2,500, and now we're in the $10,000 range for each grant.
And Richard, talk a little bit more about that, because I think that's another differentiator, not only for farmers, but also for you. You're very involved in more than just business. You're really, you've got a couple of good programs that you're doing and things that you want to bring to the community to give back. You kind of mentioned in the schools, talk a little bit more about some of the other programs that you guys do just to give back.
Sure. Well, Farmers took an initiative several years ago to create educational materials that can be used in the classroom. We've got several different programs from Black History Month to the Silver Screen to Latinos to even driver education. We've got different things that the teachers can use free, including free lesson plans, free videos, free books to use in the classroom to create that awareness on that. And we do that just as giving back to our community. One of the other things that we've got is also we give away free digital IDs. Now, this is a little different from what a lot of the elementary schools have been doing. We actually give our clients software that they can use on their computer and upload their information about their children every 6 months, including recent photos. So if something were to happen and the child were to get lost, at a touch of a button, they can send all the pertinent information to the local law enforcement or national law enforcement if it turned into a national thing. So it makes it that much quicker to get an Amber Alert out there. And one of the nice things about that particular software is I can partner with businesses such as you, Stephen, and we actually have a splash screen on there so that the business could actually be associated with that as a gift to the community.
I think Richard and I are going to have to talk after the show.
I think so. I think you guys have already been talking for a while, though.
Yes, okay. A little behind-the-scenes secret. Yes, Richard and I have been talking.
Again, Richard Young with the Young Agency, Farmers Insurance is our guest right here. Before we have you give all your contact information, website, all that good stuff so people can follow up with you, any last words that you want to say to that individual or business owner that's considering, okay, where should I go for my insurance or, you know, which person should I use as my agent?
Just one last thing. It's not always about the bottom line money. It's about working with a company and an agency that's going to be there when you need it most.
I would agree with that. I think sometimes, I mean, cost is important, but if it's comparable, they're going to go with a company they feel good about, and they're going to go with someone that they trust. And I think, you know, you are involved in all the networking thing, as Stephen has said. So you're in the community yourself and farmers as well. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
For those that are looking to maybe reach out, find more, considering making a change with their insurance, what's the best way to find out more about Farmers and get in touch with you?
Well, you can either call our office at 770-557-3330, or you can visit my website at www.youngfinancialllc.com.
And you service the entire Atlanta area, or are you more in this area right now, or is it really wherever your customers may be?
I've got clients all over the state of Georgia, from Savannah to Atlanta to Cumming to pretty much the Alabama border. So.
Okay, so they don't need to be here in the Gwinnett area or North Fulton. If they're listening in Macon right now, they could give you a call if they like what they heard.
Absolutely.
All right, Richard, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
All right, Richard Young with the Young Agency Farmers Insurance joining us here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Mike Salmon alongside the great Stephen Julian once again. I know you like hearing your name, Stephen, so I just kind of threw that out there.
Sure.
And joining us now, another gentleman I'm sure loves to hear his name as well, is Kyle Glave. He's with Novatime Technology, an enterprise account manager for the Eastern region. Kyle, good morning.
Good morning.
Novatime Technology. Now, a lot of folks listening to the program probably have heard about Farmers Insurance. Novatime Technology, maybe not so much. Tell us about your company and what you do.
Well, thanks, Mike. I appreciate you having me on. And what we do, Novatime Technology, we are a software development company. And to really kind of break that down a little bit further, we focus on workforce management solutions, or as you might know it, automated time and attendance solutions. So we're basically taking and creating a software solution that allows people to track their employees' time or their exceptions to time and automate that entire process and streamline it. And then we're tying that into either HR systems or payroll systems or ERP type systems.
So you have software that really helps save time, save money, I guess save hours.
Absolutely. You know, it's one of the few pieces of enterprise software that there's a very definable ROI to it. And it's one of these, especially if an organization, if they're trying to track their employees, and let's say they have 10,000, 20,000 employees or even 500, and they're doing that in a paper-based environment, imagine how much time and effort it takes to sit there and manually calculate every employee's pay rate. And you're going to have different groups of employees, right? So their pay rates may be different. And if it's a manufacturing environment, they might be doing various jobs throughout the day. So there might be different pay rates associated with that. So take all that. And then you're trying to calculate that manually, right? And then apply any overtime rules or any other additional policies that you might have within that organization. And then you're trying to pay these people. And then, of course, on top of that, usually if you're doing it in a manual process, there's a lot of reconciliation that takes place between those pay periods. So if you can put in a piece of software that allows for the automation of that and the collection of that time and then applying those pay rates and all those policies and pay rules that you have in the organization, so when it comes time to actually pay the employees, all you're doing is pushing a file to the payroll solution. So you want to talk about very definable ROI, creating efficiencies, and minimizing errors and mistakes. It's a great piece of software.
I wonder, Kyle, if you could kind of give us an idea of the spectrum. How small can a company be before they need this kind of solution? How large? You said 20,000 employees. So kind of what's, you know, wow us with some of the largest clients that you have. What's the spectrum as a business owner that I should be looking at?
Great question, Stephen. And it ranges. I mean, we have clients that range from having 10 employees all the way up to 100,000. I just helped it was a Fortune 100 company last year, the largest healthcare provider in North America. They have just about 50,000 employees. I worked with them last year. We also have San Francisco 49ers, which is a client that we just brought on as well. That the healthcare provider is Humana. I'm sure a lot of people might be familiar with them. But we have organizations that, like I said, could have up to 10 employees. It really depends on the organization and what they're trying to do and how complex their pay rules are.
And I was going to say, as software, it's not all one platform. Obviously, you guys can kind of scale it down or scale it up as you need.
Absolutely. Yes, it's a very scalable solution. It's highly configurable. So you can start out with 10 employees, and as your organization grows, the software will grow with you.
The name of the company is Novatime Technology. I see the corporate offices, what do you know, in California. What a surprise there. Take us back. Take us to the beginning. How old is the company? How did it get started?
Great question. The company was started in 1999. We're based out of Diamond Bar, which is just east of L.A., about 15 minutes east of L.A. Started out really in Frank Hsu is the CEO of the organization. He and Gil Sonderham, they had started the company literally in his garage in 1999, developing the software. So they were both programmers, and it's grown from there. We are actually the second largest software company that focuses on workforce management in the United States, although we kind of quietly go about doing that. We don't really do any advertising. And we've grown organically. So we develop everything in-house and we support everything in-house. We haven't acquired any other companies or been acquired by any other companies.
So I you know, and I'm kind of sitting here thinking, you said that one of the things about the product is there's a definite ROI. The business owner can say, hey, look, I see the bottom line. I would imagine these two guys who started it, they saw a definite ROI. Hey, look, everybody that has a business, they got to pay people. So they're always going to need some kind of service and to help. So here's my follow-up question to that. Clearly, you guys have found your niche and you're focused on your niche. How do you integrate with a payroll company? How do you integrate with the HR department? What are some of the things, either obstacles or what are some of the things you see that you can go, hey, we really can help? Because I think a couple of your competitors might be, oh, we do everything. You guys say we do this really well. So what's your pitch there?
Yeah, another great question, Stephen. What we do is because we just focus on our solution, the workforce management, we really are able to become best of breed. So we take a lot of influence and input from our clients, and we add that into our software. So it's highly flexible. You had asked about integration with other systems. Because of our flexibility, at this point, we've been able to interface with over 350 different types of systems. And that ranges from ERP systems such as SAP or PeopleSoft, all the way to HRIS systems such as you have Accentis or NetSuite that has an HRIS system, or any of the payroll systems or payroll providers like ADP or Ceridian. But the way we do that is through an interface that we've created that allows for us to be able to do file transfers. And as long as the system has an open database backend, we're a Microsoft Gold certified application development partner. And what that allows us to do is, of course, we all know that Microsoft is pretty ubiquitous in the business environment. It allows us to really interface with a lot of different systems. As long as they have an open database, we can go ahead and do file sharing and file transfer. And it's really just working with the client. What information do you want flowing into our system? And then how and what kind of information do you want flowing out of our system into your payroll system, typically, or general ledger system?
We're listening to Kyle Glave. He's with Novatime Technology. And Kyle, you're an account manager here in the Eastern region. Much like talking to Richard in the insurance business, and he had his choice of, you know, which companies I want to represent. And he went with Farmers Insurance. A lot of IT companies out there, and many do maybe not as well what you do, but very similar. What attracted you to Novatime Technology?
Well, another great question. What attracted me is the way that they actually treat their clients. They don't look at them as just a customer they're trying to sell a piece of software to. They really look at them as a partner. And I have seen them time and time again go above and beyond to make sure that the client is happy and helping them. And, you know, whether we scoped it out or not in the upfront pre-sales process, they'll make sure that the client is happy, and we've got all the interfaces, all the configuration set up, and all the locations. If it's not just one location, but all locations are up and running. So they really strive to want to maintain their client base. We have literally, it's a 98% client retention rate. So that means that once we get a client up and running, we really focus on trying to maintain them.
You never lose them.
Right. Exactly.
How many clients does the company have now? And where do you see yourself, you know, 5 years from now?
Well, it's we've got over 15,000 clients worldwide. So we're not just in North America. We do have some resellers that are overseas also. And we want to continue to grow and developing the product and the solution, and really want to be number one in the marketplace as far as workforce management solutions. And we want to be one of the first that organizations think about when they're looking for something like our piece of software. You know, because we don't do really any advertising. A lot of it is just word of mouth or referrals, or if somebody was at one organization, they move over to another, they might have been familiar with our product. So it's kind of nice to see that organic growth, and we want to continue doing that.
So Kyle, I was going to ask, this might be the toughest question you get here, but in the idea of pay and time management and what you guys do, not just where you see the company in 5 years, but where do you see that area? What are some of the technological growers? What are some of the, is there a frontier in this, or is it just, hey, we just got to stay ahead of whatever the IT structure is? What are some areas of expansion, or what are some things that you see, hey, this is a shift in my area of what we do?
Great question. Well, one of the big shifts that I've seen in the last couple of years is going more to a cloud-based solution, which we do provide. You know, we do offer an on-premise, which means that it can reside on the client servers in their location. And if they have the resources available and the database administrator, they have the servers and they got the server rooms, that's great. We can help them. But I see more and more clients pushing things to the cloud and going with the software as a service. And that's really kind of where things are going. Another thing, too, that we're seeing a big trend with, of course, is with the Affordable Health Care Act that has come into being. Organizations really need to now manage their part-time employees because that definition has changed based upon the number of hours that employees work. So how do you sit there and manage a part-time workforce to make sure that they either A, remain as part-time employees, or if they move into a full-time employee position because of the number of hours they're working, then you've got to provide them health benefits.
You know, the idea of tracking hours and paying employees really hasn't changed much over the years. What's changed is all the different considerations into how I pay them. Are they part-time, full-time? Do they get this benefit or not? And then I would imagine the thing started in 1999, the first software that they put out compared to now, how many revisions, how many versions, you'll always have something else to do because something will be weighing on from the outside forces on what you guys cover.
Absolutely. You know, and again, going back to the Affordable Health Care Act, you know, we've had reporting in place so that organizations can report on the ACA and their employees because that's a requirement. So that was something that we knew was coming down the road. So we developed that, and we had actually released that about a year prior. But you're right. There's always going to be developments. There's always going to be changes in the marketplace. You know, another thing too that a lot of companies may not necessarily consider is they're based upon the state that maybe they're in or they have employees in, the pay rules can be different. California has some very unique pay rules. Massachusetts does. Puerto Rico has some very unique pay rules. Canada, you know, so how do you sit there and are able to track all those? And let's say your organization is based here out of Atlanta, Georgia, but you have all these locations and you need to be able to track those various pay rates based on those states, as well as if you have a union in place too, there might be some unique pay rules as well.
And if you're at the point where you're maybe looking to even do business overseas, you mentioned you guys are international as well. We were joking a little bit earlier when we were talking with our first guest, Richard, with Farmers Insurance, how sometimes when people want to have that, they have to have that conversation with their agent about insurance, their eyes glaze over a little bit. What would you say to that person whose eyes might glaze over when they say, oh, goodness, another IT software type company? I'll give you a chance here for maybe your 30-second elevator speech, but why is it worthwhile for them to at least give you a couple minutes and hear what you have to say?
Great question. The reason that they should take a look at our software is really dependent upon what they're doing right now. And they might be coming from an existing piece of automated time and attendance solution. So if we can help save them money, a lot of times when we come in, we're able to provide a very robust, feature-rich system at a much lower cost point for them. Of course, if they're coming from something that's paper-based, it's logical for them to take a look at that. Do you want to save money? Do you want to create efficiencies? Do you want to cut down on remediation after it's and reconciliation after you go through a pay period? I literally worked with an organization over a year ago that had about 10,000 employees. They had 250 full-time employees that did nothing but payroll, and they were doing it manually. So imagine cutting down. You know, of course, as somebody that's maybe helping to do that payroll, that you know, you might sit there and move them to another part of the organization, or you know, they might end up being out the door, unfortunately. But the bottom line is helping the company save money and helping them grow.
250 payroll people. I bet that was a nice break room.
Yeah, exactly.
They need a building just for the payroll.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is our payroll building, and over there is our
our HR building over there. One of the terms we hear a lot these days when it comes to IT is the cloud and cloud-based technology cloud-based solutions. Does Novatime have a cloud-based solution?
We do, Mike. And the nice thing about that, it's the exact same system as our premise-based system, which means that it resides on the client servers. So it's not a different animal. It's got the same look and feel, all the features and functionality as a premise-based. But the nice thing is if a client wants to start out with a premise-based solution, then they decide, hey, you know what? We don't want to have this in our organization anymore. We're trying to reduce some costs and overhead, and we don't want to maintain servers and have a database administrator anymore. They can push it to the cloud and have us host it, basically. And all it is a matter of changing over databases, and it's not having to retrain clients again.
I would imagine and please correct me if I'm wrong, but I would imagine a lot of your competitors in the space, you're number two, and it's very specialized, but I would imagine some of your competitors, it's very much, hey, you got to be this round peg to fit into what we offer. And what you guys come with is, we want to listen to you. We can be very flexible. We can work with your existing providers. That's got to be huge, because I kind of deal with HR a little bit doing retirement plans, and sometimes it's like talking to a brick wall. You got to fit our solution or else you're, messed up. And you guys come in and go, oh, no, we'll help you. We'll take care of it. I mean, that's got to be a huge differentiator.
It is a huge differentiator, and allows us to have those conversations with those companies. And it puts them at ease. We're not trying to fit that square peg into a round hole and say, hey, this is what we have. It's listening to what their needs are and what the issues are that they're trying to alleviate, and then working with them on that.
And is that almost unique in your industry? I mean, I don't think you're going to throw everybody, all your competitors under the bus, but I would imagine not many of your competitors are as flexible as you guys are.
That is very true. Yeah, one of the big competitors I compete with on a regular basis, they force upgrades on their clients about every 3 to 5 years. It's something we don't do. As long as you're a Novatime client, if you want to upgrade to the solution, we're happy to help you. And guess what? We're not going to charge you for that. And that's what a lot of the competitors will do. It's like, oh, hey, guess what? 3 years are up. We're not going to support this solution anymore. You need to move to this. And oh, by the way, it's going to cost you X to do it.
Right. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I mean, right. You guys almost say that.
Right.
Most engineers would say, if it ain't broke, it doesn't have enough features.
Yes, so. I've heard that before. if somebody's not sure if they need your services, does it cost them just to have a consultation with you or a conversation?
Not at all. And one of the things we recommend, and I always try and stress with any of the clients that I'm working with, is do your due diligence. Let's sit down. Let's walk through. Let's find out what those issues are and what you're trying to accomplish. And then don't just take my word for it. Let's walk you through the actual software. We love to set up a demo and walk them through the actual software. It's not a demo of a demo of the software. Give us some of your data. Let's populate the system with it. And then they can actually see whether this is going to fit and going to accomplish what they need.
And I want to emphasize that really a company, unless you maybe have one person, you're never too small for your services, because I'm sure most of the people listening right now don't have 250 people on payroll alone.
Correct.
So that's great. For those that want to find out more, give us your website. And by the way, it's a great looking website. I checked it out
the
other day.
Thank you.
Give us the website address, any other contact information you want to share.
Sure. I appreciate that, Mike. The website is www.novatime.com. You can go out there. And as Mike had just mentioned, it is a nicely set up website, very easy to navigate around. You can also reach me directly. My direct number is 770-410-1400, or my email, which is kyle.glave@novatime.com. We're also on Facebook. We're also on Twitter. We're also on LinkedIn. So we're pretty savvy when it comes to the social media. We also do three major conferences a year. I was just up in Minneapolis last week at the American Payroll Association, their annual Congress. We also do Society of HR Management, the SHRM Congress. This year it's going to be down in Orlando in June. And HR Tech is another one that we do.
All I know is that if I need to have somebody do my IT and take care of a lot of this, I want Kyle on my side. I think he'll make me look smart.
Well, Mike, it's just another example. Kyle does payroll integration and workforce time. I'm constantly amazed that you just find passion for what you want to do. People from the outside probably look at that and go, oh, it's so boring. But obviously you bring a lot of passion and love for what you do, and you get to see people save money. And so we're constantly amazed by that. The people who sit here and we would go, working on time management. Is that, but there's a passion there.
What do you, last question, what do you love most about what you do?
I really love helping people. And if I can save them money, I'm not looking to nickel and dime them. If we can help save them money and provide them a solution that is going to create efficiencies and additional ROI for them, I'm happy to do that. If not, I'm happy to point them in the right direction too. I at the end of the day, I want to help people.
And when he saves them money, 98% of the time they stick with him.
That's right.
That's what we've heard. It's funny because we talk about insurance, we talk about IT and software and so forth, but it still always comes down to people.
It does.
So, and we've had two of them, two great ones here on our show today. Kyle, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right. Kyle Glave with Novatime Technology. And by the way, for both of our guests, if you ever want to check out their websites and you didn't catch the website or the contact information, we link to it right here on the website that you're looking at right now as you listen to the show. So we'll be linked into their websites and have all their contact information as well. So once again, thank you to Kyle Glave with Novatime Technology and Richard Young with the Young Agency, Farmers Insurance. A reminder that you can enjoy this program or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio X programs anytime, day or night, 24/7 by visiting GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. So 2 o'clock in the morning, Stephen, if you just, you know, can't fall asleep, you can tune in then. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter at Gwinnett Radio X and like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/GwinnettRadioX. See, Novatime's not the only one that's into all the social media. So are us here at Gwinnett Business Radio. For the great Stephen Julian.
You know, Mike, having Kyle and Richard on the show today, I learned that I have a very unique payroll situation here at Gwinnett Business Radio. And I learned that I should look at my liability coverage having to work with you.
Yes, you should. And on that, I'm Mike Sam, and we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.